A press release from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has a lot of numbers. 40 people arrested in 4 days, 35 men and 5 women from 13 different countries. But one number stands out. A statement from ICE reads, almost 30% of those arrested had criminal convictions or pending criminal charges. Thomas Feely, Field Office Director of ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations in Buffalo, says they are committed to removing public safety threats.
Criminal aliens that reside in New York not only prey on, our communities, if you will, but they also prey on the immigrant communities more so, because that's where they hide, that's where they reside.
But Carly Fox questions who should be labeled a criminal. She's a senior worker rights advocate at the Worker Justice Center of New York.
When we think of criminal, we think of someone who's burglarized or assault or any of these kind of, crimes that put people in harm's way.
The ICE report lists individuals convicted of crimes ranging from assault to theft to driving under the influence. But Fox says some of those convictions can be immigration related.
So it could be that someone attempted to get across the border, got caught, and then maybe they came back, they were able to get across, and then they have that on their record. And so that's considered the crime. The crime is that they've come into this country to work, essentially, but we get to label them a criminal.
Many of the people arrested in this latest targeted enforcement operation by ICE have not been charged with a prior crime, but are in the country illegally. Feely says if people are caught in New York State without the proper documentation, they will be charged with a felony.
And New York State is not going to be a safe haven for criminal aliens.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.